I think that Mr. Ruger did not say anything new because there are many countries which want to be recognized as geopolitical forces capable to influence the Middle East. China wants to influence the Middle East. Russia wants to influence the Middle East. And, of course, the United States and the European Union also want to influence the Middle East. The question is, how to achieve this goal? The United States and the European Union, especially Britain, achieve this goal by directly intervening into the internal affairs of sovereign states. Now look what they did in Syria, you know, where they simply disregarded all international law by supporting an armed insurgency in Syria. There is nothing preposterous about Russia trying to be an influence in the Middle East. Russia has been helping the legal government of Syria in the framework of international law. Russia has been respecting the sovereignty of countries like Egypt, Libya, when the Western countries were directly intervening, trying to influence the government of Egypt, trying to topple, and actually toppling, the government of Libya. Okay, maybe the government of Libya wasn't imperfect. Maybe the government of Egypt was not perfect. But it's not up to the United States and it's not up to Britain to decide who is better for these countries. They don't know the area. They don't know these people. And still they want to appoint leaders, leaders in Syria, leaders in Egypt. So basically, I don't think that Mr. Rubio said anything new when he said that Russia wants to be a geopolitical force in Syria. I think I know the subtext of what he wants to say. Mr. Rubio is a very anti-Russian politician, and he wants to say that Russia is trying to occupy Syria, which is a complete nonsense. You know, we heard that nonsense from the Fox News. We now hear it from a lot of Republican senators. Russia does not want to occupy any countries in the Middle East, but Russia wants a stable Middle East, which is capable of cooperating economically with Russia, and this is just about all that Russia wants.